It's time for Nothing But Sex, hosted by Maxim sex columnist Vanessa DeLaggi. Fierce, unapologetic, politically incorrect, the topics will whet more than just your appetite. Let's journey through taboo sexual terrain with a delicious earful of Nothing But Sex. Here's Vanessa.
Welcome back to Nothing But Sex for 2023 and a big happy new year to you all. I always love the first few weeks of January because everything feels so fresh and new and you feel like you've got a brand new slate to scribble all over and you haven't wrecked your New Year's resolutions yet about fitness and health and not dealing with toxic people, etc. And I love all that. But by the end of the month, your New Year's resolutions have gone out the window and you're over it. And also, it is summer here in Australia at the moment, and I'm enjoying getting out in the sunshine every day. So for the first episode for 2023, I would like to speak about sex facials, also called cum shots. And if it's a group of guys ejaculating on a woman's face, it can also be called bukkake. So the first time that I ever saw a sex facial was on porn. I think that's where most people saw their first sex facial, or they might have read it in erotic literature. So I just sort of thought, oh, wow, like I knew that guys often came on a woman's tits. I knew that they did the pearl necklace around the neck region. I knew that often after vaginal from behind in doggy style, men often pulled out and came on the woman's ass or back. But the face, that was just like, wow, that's really intimate. That's really vulnerable. So I want to try it. And of course, I tried it and I loved it. Now, obviously, the sex facial is a little bit controversial, and many women feel that it is degrading because they sort of feel that it's male dominance, men marking their territory, kind of like, oh, they just think nothing of you, so they'll just come over your face like the little fucking whore that you are. But it's not the case at all. I mean, I've never had a man come over my face without asking for my consent first. And when I've spoken to other women who love sex facials, they have been asked by their boyfriends or lovers as well. It's not something that you just do. It's consensual. And also there's a real anticipation about it, and it's so warm when it lands on your cheeks. You just got to be careful not to get any of it in your eye because it burns like a motherfucker. But yeah, I find it very sexual. It's very sexy. It's a completion, and it can be, you know, a great finale to a blowjob. And also it can be looked upon as a celebration. So it just depends on how you perceive it to be. Some people are obviously turned on by it, and other people could think of nothing worse, as with all sex acts. So if you haven't tried it yet in your sex life and it sort of seems like something that you might like to explore, give it a go. I mean, it's not something that you have to do all the time, but it's one of those things. It's like anal sex, you know, you can do it as something to do on the odd occasion, which makes it even more exciting. And may I also say that there is a porn star called Ashley Blue, whose real name is Oriana Small. And if you go to my website, vanessadelaggi.net, and click on the tab that says sex columns, and you go down to books, you can actually read a book review that I did of her porno memoir called Girlvert. So like pervert, but girlvert. And oh, gee, she's a great writer. She's a great writer. She's a great artist. She's a great performer, and she's a great porn star. I don't know Oriana Small, but I am a real fan of her work. And her book is really good because she's a woman that writes so honestly and so fucking raw about sex. She's not politically correct, and finding other female writers like myself who aren't politically correct, who say what they feel, that is just so fucking inspiring to me. And she talks about drinking cum and sex facials and double penetration and all these other glorious things. She really pushes sex to the limits. So if you like that kind of stuff and you like raw writing, I definitely recommend reading her porn memoir if you're looking for something to read in the new year. So to finish off this episode, I did a little bit of research online, and apparently Marquis de Sade said in his book, The 120 Days of Sodom, which I have read, but it's been a few years now. I can't remember everything in that book because, gee, that was a full-on book. It took me 2 years to read, but I did get through it. But in one of the passages of the novel, and it's about sex facials, by the way, so I thought it would be a really good quote to close this first episode for 2023. De Sade says, "I show them my prick. Then what do you suppose I do? I squirt the fuck in their face." All right, I think we'll leave it there. Thank you for tuning in for the first episode for this new year. I am off to go and pour my morning coffee and get on with my day and get on that bloody treadmill and start running. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
If you liked what you heard here, hit subscribe in your podcast app to get every episode. And share it with whoever you dare. You can see more about Vanessa at vanessadelargy.net. Thanks for listening to Nothing But Sex. Please come again.